Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Missed us. Admit it. You're like, where's Bob on my feed? I don't see anything. Why did we go? Guess what? We did it because in like bar rescue fashion, we tore this bitch down. We built it back up. It's new and improved, and yet a hint of the familiar. Welcome to the Bomb Network. That's right. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That's John Gervais. That's Trayvon Edwards, and that's Jason Madison. You guys have been rocking with us since the beginning, since the old school days, since ESPN. You remember Bomb started as part of True Hoop, and what we were doing, we were talking basketball, but like from our perspective. You know, every day of the week had a different thing. Wednesdays was Brian Windhorst, and Thursday was Tom Haberstroh, Nerder, She Wrote, and all that. And then when we left ESPN, the particulars of some of our contracts prohibited Bomb from talking about sports. And then when, you know, The Athletic bought much of the Count the Dings sports stuff, that even doubled like the prohibitions. But guess what? The prohibitions are all over now.
Free agent.
Yeah, we could talk whatever the fuck.
I'm a free agent. So, yes, it's official, Bomb. I'm no longer with The Athletic. It's lit. We out here. Yes, it's an announcement. Well, breaking news, my niggas.
all the strings have been sliced, and as a result, we talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about here. I know it feels like we've always done that, but like, trust me, we had barriers to entry and all that, but all that's going to change. So what can you expect? You can expect, I think, a lot more sports, but don't get scared away if you're not here for sports. Remember, we always going to do it our way, our Bomb way, and it's going to be fun and funny and interesting. And we'll still get into social media trending topics. We're still going to, you know, do a little show review here and there. Like, some of the things that you've grown to know and love is still going to be around, but we're bringing back some of the old school, a little bit more kind of flexibility in terms of our topic selection. So having said all that, That's all the topics say, supreme systemic racism. So
go ahead, Jason. You are resident. No. And the reason why I say this is because Jason has been around. Jason has been around streetwear since the beginning. So yeah, he's our resident guy.
Also, because Jason isn't eating fucking candy while.
But yeah, I went to Fairfax High School, you know what I'm saying? Where all of this fucking streetwear shit started, man. So I know a little bit about the, all of this, these goings-ons and these crazy niggas that hang around the space and do all this weird shit. So yeah, man, apparently this dude, Tremaine Emory, was the creator of denim.
He's the creator of Denim Tears, by the way.
Yeah, of a brand called Denim Tears. He was one of Kanye's flunkies, which lets you know where all of this goes. He had Kanye West wearing a Confederate flag. Niggas think they have big ideas because they know how to sew pants, but don't really be knowing shit. And so apparently this nigga took a terrible idea of a picture of niggas getting hung or niggas getting whipped as slaves or in Jim Crow era, and wanted to put it on a Supreme box logo or whatever t-shirt. And the niggas at Supreme was like, hell nah, hell to the nah. And he tried to yell systemic racism. And
what?
It got up to the internet and niggas was like, what? No, nigga, you way out of pocket. And he thought all the niggas was going to come and save him and be like, oh yeah, they was being racist towards you. And everybody who had common sense just looked at him and was like, nigga, you're a fucking idiot.
He thought niggas was going to ride for him.
Yeah, like,
well, what they did until the images came out.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
They were like, but also
I was Supreme, never riding from Supreme jump, bro. Is a when I read skateboard this,
company. My nigga Jason wasn't rolling.
Nah, and so here's the argument that niggas is trying to make. Like even with Trey is saying, like, oh, Supreme is a skateboard company. Why would he do this? Why would he do that? Nigga, that's a bad idea on any platform. And let me say let the record motherfucking reflect that's a terrible idea, my nigga. I don't care what your clothing line name is. We don't need to see that shit on the t-shirt, bro. I don't need a black person, white person, brown, yellow, any person wearing a t-shirt displaying that shit. You feel me? That shit is for the history books and for the movies for niggas to understand what happened. We don't need niggas wearing it and matching it with their Jordans, bro.
Well, the denim tier pants, I mean, have you ever seen the blue denim pants and it got the white circles around them?
White circles where?
On the pants leg.
It's got like rings and shit.
It's like a flower.
So those are cotton reefs. Nigga, for slavery, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
He's trying
bro.
To change the meaning of slavery. This nigga's a nigga that think he's just too smart.
But Trey, but that's good. Different. I'm telling you how, bro, because in the end, it's a piece of clothing with a fucking design on it. What you want it to mean and all the shit behind it, that's all great and good. Most people, when they walk down the street, they're going to see a pant with a motherfucking design on it, bro. Nobody's like, oh, that's cotton and that means slavery and this and this and that. Like, that's for him and the people he wants to tell that.
Damn.
To.
This nigga is selling boxers for $50.
Bruh.
$50 a draw?
Nigga lost their mind these days.
For draws.
Exactly, bruh. Come on, man. I seen the goddamn Essentials hoodie for goddamn $400-$500. I'm like, this what folk be wearing? I had to look it up. I'm like, why everybody be wearing this Essentials? What that mean? So I looked it up. I'm like,
oh, you talking about Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry Lorenzo. That's
Jerry
the fear
Lorenzo,
of God.
Fear of God. Fear of God.
That shit ain't even hard. That shit loosely fit. That shit fits you like a piece of...
It's oversized and overpriced.
Right. Like you on Dahlia.
That nigga, dude, you see the prices just start killing that shit. Like, man, I don't want this stupid ass shit no more, man.
This shit weak as hell. Remember, get you some JNCO jeans.
That shit, yeah, for real. But it's also basic as shit, man. The niggas use like Times New Roman font, like Essentials. Right. And that's it.
Essentials.
Like, it reminded me of fucking when Kanye was selling his shit on Gildan t-shirts, screen printed on Gildan t-shirts, man. 500 a pop. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, that shit ain't even hot.
Right.
That shit, man. Like, come on. You know, yeah, it's gotta be or some shit like that. Because
that should be pissing me off, bro, because it's like niggas be thinking they the smartest, flyest niggas in the world. And it's like, nah, y'all niggas is fucking goofballs with a following. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, like niggas be letting the internet get them fucked up and think like everything is fly because they said so and they got followers and they hang out with Anna Winter and whatever the fuck. Like, no, nigga, you're fucking weirdo. Like, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, normalize being back outside and talking to each other. Social media, I think this is what it is, because social media make it so that you ain't got to talk to no damn body for real. And be like thinking you keeping up with your friends just because you don't like their last 10 things. I think that shit's skewing the social skills, bro, of especially the next generation. Like some of us had the opportunity to grow up, fight outside, play basketball outside till the light come on, old shit, run from dogs and shit. But these little kids, bro, they grow up in their phone, bro. And them folks don't know how to fucking act. And like you said, bro, them the folks be in charge of shit now. That shit be so lame.
Yeah, man. Fucking, we lost generation, man. Lost generation people seeking validation from a device in their hand.
That's the name of the episode.
Lost generation?
No. The name of the episode is The Duke of Earl.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take The Duke of Earl, bro.
Jerv just fucking opened his eyes wide. What the fuck happened in your draft, Jerv? Nigga got excited all of a sudden.
Nah, this nigga said he'll take it.
Pause. I think we can end this shit here, man. All right, man, that's gonna do it for us. Again, reminder, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're locked in there. You get all the extra content. Trey's gonna set up the fantasy league. So, you know, I know the season starts right around the corner, so make sure when you listen to this, you get to it as soon as possible. be on the lookout. Trey's going to send out all that information. And we're going to be doing more of this. We're going to be doing our little picks, our predictions, things like that throughout the year. This is the new and improved Bomb Network. For Black Trey, for Jay Skills, for Big Jerv, and Juju Gotti, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfucker.